It's time for our latest installment of Beats Me. The series gives you the chance to ask questions that our beat reporters then tackle.
Our environmental reporter, Susan Benz, kicks off the season with a timely question about the Milwaukee River.
Shorewood resident Sandy Pendleton's question about the Milwaukee River was a two-parter.
Is it true that Olympic gold medal winner Johnny Weissmuller once raced in the Milwaukee River? And how's the quality of the water today in the Milwaukee River compared to what it was like back then?
Pendleton couldn't have asked the quality question at a better time. Cheryl Nend with the Milwaukee Riverkeeper happens to be heading out onto the Milwaukee River in her 17-foot Carolina skiff. All three of Milwaukee's rivers, the Menominee, Kinnickinnick, and Milwaukee, have long histories of pollution from industries that routinely dumped toxic chemicals, as well as from polluted runoff from farm fields and cities. Although the rivers are now much cleaner than decades past, Nunn says much work remains.
The Clean Water Act said that our rivers would be fishable, swimmable, drinkable, and we're still not there yet. But, you know, I think it's important to continue to highlight this resource that we have and that we should be able to just jump in the river in our backyards and cool off when it's 90 degrees.
But on this day, Nen's on a different mission, to oversee a test swim for what's being dubbed the Cream City Classic. It's a 1.5-mile race just upstream from where the river meets Lake Michigan. If the weather cooperates, that means no major runoff generating rainstorms. Nen says this portion of the river meets federal swimmable standards.
We picked a part of the Milwaukee River that's very close to Lake Michigan. There's the most mixing with the lake and the river, so that also improves water quality.
Connor Andrews is waiting at the public pier at Jackson and Erie in the Third Ward, where the official race will kick off. The swim coach and water enthusiast helped plan the race and is about to plunge in for the test swim.
So have you done this swim before?
I have not.
And what inspired you to do it today?
Today, out of all days, it's just good water quality tests, and they showed up fine, and there hasn't been much rain. But overall, I guess I was inspired to do this. With all that's going on with the environment, it's important for me to use my platform as a swim coach and a swimmer to do some good.
Sandy Pendleton, our Milwaukee River question asker, can barely contain his excitement. He brought his swim gear along just in case.
Swim with me?
Sure.
Awesome.
That's all the encouragement
he
needs.
You take the splash.
Pendleton was in the river.
You know, first impression, the river feels really nice, good temperature, nice clarity.
The two swimmers head upstream. Cheryl then maneuvers the boat to hover between them. She says the river could present challenges for the swimmers.
We have these cross currents. So, I mean, it's certainly not an ocean swim, but it can be pretty challenging, even when the water's flat, because there's a lot of things happening below the surface. So it's just something we need to keep track of, you know.
Kayakers paddle by with looks of amazement on their faces. Swimmer Sandy Pendleton lags behind Connor Andrews in the windswept river.
How are you feeling?
Just fine. There is current though, so that is a little bit of a challenge, but I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
Nothing tastes funky or anything.
I didn't forget the other part of Sandy Pendleton's question.
Is it true that Olympic gold medal winner Johnny Weissmuller once raced in the Milwaukee River?
The answer is yes. The Olympian and Tarzan in movies in the 1930s and 40s did indeed swim here. International Swimming Hall of Fame historian Bruce Weigo says the race took place in the summer of 1922.
Central AAU championships were held in the upper Milwaukee River.
Likely just below the North Avenue Bridge. At the time, it was one of a number of popular spots along the river for boating and swimming. Weigo says until industrialization got the better of waterways, swim competitions were common in rivers, including the Potomac and the Hudson.
And he had set out to break the national record in the 150-yard backstroke. And the record was 158, and he went 214. And the article in the paper said that the conditions just weren't right to break the record. And by missing it by 16 seconds was was quite a bit, so the conditions probably weren't good.
Nearly a century later, Connor Andrews won the unofficial test run swim on the Milwaukee River and is thinking about a strategy when Cream City Classic Day arrives.
It's really safety. That's my top priority for me, myself, and for everybody else. Because again, this is more so for just a good cause than it is a real race. I'm going to enjoy it as a race too, as much as I can.
And even considering looping the course.
As for Sandy Pendleton, he offers organizers suggestions on how to fine-tune the race.
That way, if somebody gets into the race who doesn't really know what they're doing.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Benz.
There's still time for you to take the plunge. The sign-up for the Cream City Classic ends on Thursday. You can find out more at wuwm.com.